Good morning and welcome again to Shepherding the Pines Lutheran Church in Big Bear Lake, California. As you listen at home to the Word of God on this Sunday of the Transfiguration of our Lord, we begin with the singing of the opening hymn, Blessed Assurance, Jesus is Mine. Amen. Of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The gospel lesson appointed for the transfiguration of our Lord is taken from St. Luke chapter 9, verses 28 through 36. Now about 8 days after these sayings, Jesus took with him Peter and John and James and went up on the mountain to pray. And as he was praying, the appearance of his face was altered, and his clothing became dazzling white. And behold, two men were talking with him, Moses and Elijah, who appeared in glory and spoke of his departure, which he was about to accomplish at Jerusalem. Now Peter and those who were with him were heavy with sleep. And when they became fully awake, they saw his glory and the two men who stood with him. And as the men were parting from him, Peter said to Jesus, Master, it is good that we are here. Let us make 3 tents, one for you and one for Moses and one for Elijah, not knowing what he said. And as he was saying these things, a cloud came and overshadowed them, and they were afraid as they entered the cloud. And a voice came out of the cloud saying, This is my Son, my chosen one. Listen to him. And when the voice had spoken, Jesus was found alone. And they kept silent and told no one in those days anything of what they had seen. This is the gospel of the Lord. Let us pray. O God, in the glorious transfiguration of your beloved Son, You confirmed the mysteries of the faith by the testimony of Moses and Elijah. In the voice that came from the bright cloud, you wonderfully foreshowed our adoption by grace. Mercifully make us co-heirs with the King in his glory, and bring us to the fullness of our inheritance in heaven. Through the same Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. We now sing the hymn of the day, How Good, Lord, to Be Here. Amen. Pray. Dear Heavenly Father, today you challenge us again to have the same mountaintop experience the three disciples, Peter, John, and James, had on that memorable day. Master, it is good that we are here. As we come to worship, to sing, to pray, and to listen to your word and partake of the Holy Sacrament. Now may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing and acceptable in your sight. O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. The words for our meditation today is taken from the gospel lesson, St. Luke chapter 9, with special attention to the following verses. And as the men were parting from him, Peter said to Jesus, Master, it is good that we are here. Let us make three tents, one for you and one for Moses and one for Elijah, not knowing what he said. And as he was saying these things, a cloud came and overshadowed them, and they were afraid as they entered the cloud. And a voice came out of the cloud saying, This is my son, my chosen one. Listen to him. This is the word of God. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, our personal Savior and the Lord of our Christian life, Peter said, Master, it is good that we are here. As the three disciples were at the top of the mountain, thinking that they had gone there with Jesus to pray, Jesus prayed repeatedly during his 3-year public ministry, going up to a mountain, to a solitary place, to pray to his Father in heaven. And that is also true of us today, perhaps not at the top of one of the mountains surrounding us here in the Big Bear Valley, but in the house of the Lord our God here at the bottom of the valley, at the shepherd in the pines, or your own church in the community you live, to also pray to our Heavenly Father. Yes, it is certainly good that we are here, not only to pray, but to worship and sing, and as we listen to the Word of God and partake of the Holy Sacrament. The words printed on the cover of our bulletin every Sunday, I was glad when they said to me, Let us go to the house of the Lord. The words of Dr. Martin Luther in his small catechism, We should fear and love God that we may not despise preaching and His Word, but keep it sacred and gladly hear and learn it. Whatever it is, I am certain that all of us have the need and desire to come to the house of the Lord our God, not only because it is a Sabbath, the third commandment of our Lord, which says, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy, but to pray and place all our problems, disappointments, wants and needs at the foot of the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, to follow the example of those who accepted the message of the gospel and were baptized as believers in Christ Jesus as their Lord and Savior. We read in the book of Acts, chapter 2, verse 42, they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to the fellowship, to the breaking of bread and to prayer. Yes, to pray, worship, sing, and as we listen to the Word of God and partake of His Holy Sacrament. And perhaps even have a glimpse of the same mountaintop experience the three disciples had on that memorable day. To have the same spiritual high, Master, it is good that we are here. Because that is precisely what happened to them. What they experienced on the top of Mount Hermon over 9,000 feet high. The three disciples thought that they had gone there with Jesus only to pray. Now about 8 days after these sayings, Jesus took with him Peter and John and James and went up on the mountain to pray. Most of the time, Jesus went to pray alone by himself to get away, not only from his own disciples, but the crowd who were constantly following him, wanting something from him, especially help with his miraculous signs and wonders. So Jesus needed time to get away as the Son of Man, not only to rest and take a break, but to pray to his Father in heaven. As a matter of fact, all of this happened right after Jesus told his disciples in Caesarea Philippi that he was getting ready to suffer and die for them on the cross. We read in the verses preceding our text, the Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected by the elders, chief priests and teachers of the law, and he must be killed and on the third day be raised to life. But the disciples did not want to hear about that. They were on a different page than Jesus was. They had another completely and different agenda for themselves. We read in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 6, verse 22, that Peter took Jesus aside and began to rebuke them, saying, never, Lord, this shall never happen to you. And yet Peter could not stop Jesus from going to the cross to suffer and die for the sins of the whole world. Jesus had to become the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. There was no other way for Jesus to save the world from sin, death, and the power of the devil. And this was weighing heavily on Jesus, knowing that he had to suffer and die on the cross, because it was going to be very cruel and painful with real blood, sweat, and tears. So Jesus needed time to pray about this as he takes the three disciples, Peter, James, and John, up on the mountain. The same three disciples that were with Jesus later in the Garden of Gethsemane, when Jesus told them to watch while he prayed to his Father in heaven about his imminent suffering and death, saying, Father, if it be possible, let this cup of suffering pass from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done. And yet, when they finally get to the top of the mountain, suddenly as Jesus was praying, he changed before them in a way they had never seen him before. We read in our text that the appearance of his face was altered and his clothes became dazzling white. In the Gospel of Mark, chapter 9, verse 3, we read that Jesus' clothes became dazzling white, whiter than anyone in the world could bleach them. In the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 17, verse 2, we read that Jesus' face shone like the sun, and his clothes became as white as the light. Not only that, but suddenly also the presence of Moses and Elijah appearing before them, even though they both had been dead for a long time. And yet here they were in the presence of Jesus and the three disciples. According to the Gospel of Luke, chapter 9, verse 31, they both appeared in glorious splendor, talking with Jesus. They spoke about his departure, which he was about to bring to fulfillment in Jerusalem. In other words, they both spoke about Jesus' imminent and triumphant entry into the city of Jerusalem as the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, as the crowd were going to shout, "Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord! Hosanna in the highest!" And then as the two prophets, Moses and Elijah, were about to leave, Peter comes up with a great suggestion. He says to Jesus, "Master, it is good that we are here. Let us make three tents, one for you and one for Moses and one for Elijah." In other words, temporary tents are structures to prolong their visit with Moses as a lawgiver, Elijah as a prophet, and Jesus as the Messiah. But unfortunately, Peter did not know what he was saying, what he was talking about. Not only that, but they were afraid with everything that was suddenly happening before them, that they just wanted to enjoy this amazing and spectacular moment with Jesus and Moses and Elijah. And as Peter was speaking to the three of them, suddenly a cloud came and overshadowed them. And a voice came out of the cloud saying, "This is my Son, my chosen one. Listen to him." And when the voice had spoken, Jesus was found alone without Moses and Elijah. Suddenly they disappeared and were gone from their presence. And then as they were coming down from the mountain, Jesus gave them strict orders not to tell anyone what they had seen until the Son of Man had risen from the dead. And they did, as instructed by Jesus. They kept silent and told no one in those days anything of what they had seen. Jesus did this frequently throughout his 3-year public ministry, not to tell anyone, in order not to give too much attention and publicity to his miraculous signs and wonders, but to give more attention to the real purpose of his coming as the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. Now, what about us again? Yes, what about you and me? Is it good that we are here every time we come to the house of the Lord our God, not only to pray, but to worship, sing, and listen to his word and partake of his holy sacrament? I hope so. I hope and pray that every time we come into the house of the Lord our God, that we have come to worship, to sing, to pray, and to listen to God's word and partake of his holy sacrament. Not only that, but to learn that the transfiguration of our Lord is indeed also a revelation of the glory, majesty, and power of Jesus as the Son of God. That the transfiguration of Jesus was a wonderful and yet at the same time beneficial experience for the three disciples, as they were discouraged after having been reminded by Jesus of his imminent suffering and death on the cross. We read in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 20, verses 18 and 19, "Behold, we are going up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man will be betrayed to the chief priests and the teachers of the law. They will condemn him to death and will turn him over to the Gentiles to be mocked and flogged and crucified. On the third day he will be raised to life." And whenever we become discouraged and have our own fears and doubts, we know that Jesus will not only give us the assurance of our salvation as our Savior, but also the assurance that he will always be there for us in our time of need. Whether a problem or disappointment, whatever it is, with his great love, mercy, kindness, forgiveness, and compassion. This is especially true every time we sin and fall short of the glory of God and fail to have more faith and trust in Jesus. And yet we have the love and forgiveness from God the Father through his Son, Jesus Christ. We read in the first letter of John, chapter 1, verse 9, "If we confess our sins, God is faithful and just, and will forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness." So may God the Father bless us and preserve us today through his Holy Spirit to have the same mountaintop experience the disciples had on that memorable day, as we come today not only to pray, but to worship, to sing, and to listen to his word and partake of his holy sacrament. The words of Jesus himself, when he instituted the holy sacrament with his disciples in the upper room, saying, "Take and eat, this is my body. Drink from it, all of you. This is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins." May our prayer today be the words of the hymn of the day. How good, Lord, to be here, yet we may not remain. But since you bid us leave the mount, come with us to the plain. In Jesus' name and for Jesus' sake, amen. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father Almighty, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us always, to have the same mountaintop experience the three disciples had on that memorable day. Master, it is good that we are here. Amen. We now sing the next hymn, "O Wondrous Type, O Vision Fair." Amen. Let us pray. Dear Father in heaven, today we pray for the government of Ukraine, and especially for the Ukrainian people as they have been invaded by Russia. Father, be with them during their time of anxiety and fear, as they are being attacked and intimidated by this unprovoked war. Comfort them and sustain them during the Russian invasion, as they try desperately to be safe and fight for their freedom as a nation. May your love and compassion be especially with those who have already been injured and those who have died, as you comfort their families during their time of grief and sorrow at the loss of their loved ones. Father, we pray for our own nation and our allies in Europe to keep us safe and protected from any cyber attacks from our enemies. We also pray that you will help us cope with the economic inflation, the high cost of gas at the pump, food at the grocery store, and all the other necessities of life. Father, we pray especially for those who are struggling financially, those who have lost their jobs and their homes, and especially the unemployed and the homeless in our nation. Father, we also pray for those who have died from the COVID pandemic during the past 2 years, as their families and friends continue to grieve and mourn their loss. But at the same time, Father, we also praise you and thank you for those who have recovered from the COVID and are grateful to you for their healing. And finally, Heavenly Father, we also plead and pray that you will continue to protect us now from the COVID variants, as many are still getting infected and sick. We pray for their recovery and healing. We ask all these petitions and intercessions through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, ever one God, world without end. Amen. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. On this Sunday, as we celebrate the transfiguration of our Lord, we conclude with the singing of the closing hymn, O Master, let me walk with thee. Amen.